Mr. Smith's Working Day. John Smith's school is situated a half hour's drive away from his home. It is a comprehensive school, and all the pupils live near to it in its catchment area. The pupils there are aged between 11 and 18. Every day, John gets up at 6:30 in the morning. The reason for this early start is that he is in training for the London Marathon. Every day, he jogs round the park near his home. Then he goes home for a shower and breakfast before driving to work. He needs to be at school by 8:30. John is in charge of a class as well as being a foreign languages teacher. He takes the register for a first year class and looks after them if they have any worries. Registration is at 8:50 and often they have an assembly, either with the other first year classes or with the whole school. Sometimes John leads an assembly himself. He always has a funny story, a reading from the Bible, and a number of his favourite hymns close at hand in case he's asked to lead unexpectedly. After the assembly, the lessons begin. John teaches every year in the school. This means that he discusses Brecht's plays with the oldest pupils in one lesson and teaches first year's very simple sentences in French in the next. Some of his periods are free. He marks homework and prepares lessons. In the morning and afternoon breaks and at lunch times, John is either busy with his work or socialising with the other teachers in the staff room. This is a welcome break for him. He can have a cup of tea, sit back and enjoy a conversation over a sandwich. The teachers often discuss their pupils. In fact, the staff room is a real centre for gossip. Some of the teachers are close friends. Others find it difficult to get on with each other. It's a big school and there are many members of the staff. The school day finishes at 3:20. Sometimes John is on bus duty. He keeps the pupils orderly as they queue for the bus home. John hates such times. He's always glad to get back home and put his feet up for 30 minutes. Then he starts on all the work he has to mark.